When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here we go!
There's only four words.
This is something something Broncos.
This one's for
what is that? Let's start that over. That was weird. Did you hear that? It sounded like helium.
This is not a song.
Right. Only one person.
Oh, there we go.
The ball right here.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow back in the system.
Oh, my God.
Difference by a touchdown. Picked off by the Broncos.
Featuring Mike DeCicco
and Jess Place.
Welcome to Something Something Broncos.
Oh, mother. Oh, mother.
Well, hello, Tim. It's uniform release day. I'm Jess Place. This is Something Something Broncos. Mike DeCicco is sitting in a parking lot somewhere, I guess. He did not want to join us, despite his insistence on Twitter that he did. The uniforms, they're out. Are they as amazing as you thought they'd be, Tim?
Some are, some aren't. I got some opinions to share on the six versions that they've shown. I really love the all orange and the white uniforms, and even the white uniforms with the blue pants, but I'm not in love with the all blues and the blue jersey and the white pants. Those two, I could throw in the garbage, but the rest of them are pretty fire.
What about the triangles? Are you a big fan of the triangles, like kind of interlaced? It seems kind of weird.
So many people made a big deal about that. I think they're not that bad. I was expecting them to be a lot worse. And the 5280, you can't even really see. So that's like, you know, I think it's cool that it's on the front of the helmet. You see that?
I did not. So I saw it on the pants. It's on the helmet as well.
Yeah. It's pretty neat looking.
Is it on? I like the
helmets. The helmets are awesome. So I
yeah, the white helmet with the logo. I mean, that looks like it was meant to always be. That's a pretty sharp look, and I agree with you. The blue one, the blue on blue, and I've never been a fan of the same color jersey, same color pants. Like
unless they're all orange, you know.
Orange pants is never a good look. Like it wasn't a good look in the 70s. It's not a good look now. Like
I like the orange pants with the white jersey. I don't know. That's one of my favorites.
It's classic. It's a classic look. It's not, I don't know. Speaking of classic look, like I have to say that the sleeve design, I love the sleeve design. I have always said that the sharpest looking jersey that the Broncos have ever had is the away jersey from like the mid 1960s, and it was a white jersey with bands of orange and blue on there, and it was just a tight look. And so this is kind of cool because it kind of calls back that kind of sleeve design. So I'm super happy with that. And then I think it's also a nice touch to kind of integrate like kind of the jagged lines of the logo. Like in the neck, it's like in the neck jawline area of the logo. It's kind of shows up in the sleeve. I think that's a good look.
Yeah. I was expecting to not like them just because of some of the things that they were highlighting. But it came out good. So I don't like the blue on the white pants. I really hate that look.
The blue on the blue and the blue on the white pants
See myself being okay with the blue on the blue. But the blue on the white is just atrocious. I can't. I hope they never use that jersey combo.
So I'm looking now at all the various combinations, because like you said, there are a bunch of combinations. I may take back what I said. I the orange pants with the white jersey actually isn't a bad look. I think that's okay. I think the white on white is a little bland and boring. But yeah.
On the road, so what?
Yeah, right? Who cares? So which jersey are you going to buy? Are you going to buy one?
I have a policy. I only buy jerseys of past players. I never buy a current player jersey because, you know, it is what it is.
So we're going to need,
I still remember
need to
them.
Check back with you like in 15 years so that you can get your Alex Singleton jersey.
Yep. Paxton Lynch ruined that for me, you know, so.
Yeah, well, you know, once you get burned by Paxton Lynch. Well, so the helmet design, like I haven't seen a close up, but it looks like they got rid of the kind of narrowing stripe on the top and have put like the more triangles, because we love triangles. I get it. It's mountains. It seems a little hokey and
horrible. I love the helmet reworks. I have no issues at all with them. So go look at the Houston Texans new helmet, you know.
Oh yeah. they went way off. It's
I think that the helmets look outstanding. I would want one just for display. Especially the white one is
pretty awesome. And yeah. It looked good with the D on it, and I can't believe I'm gonna say this. I think it might look better with the current logo.
The current logo, yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty tight. It looks good. I don't know who I'm going to buy. Mike and I have kind of discussed this without any like real like star on the team. It's going to be really tough. Although that could change later this week when the Denver Broncos select JJ McCarthy. So maybe it'll be McCarthy jerseys for all of us.
Never, never, never buying a jersey for a first round quarterback.
So you don't have to commit to the jersey. So the triangle thing is going to be a tough sell. They're going to have to like push that. So I expect to see hats and T-shirts
my jersey collection: John Elway, Terrell Davis, Steve Atwater, Demaryius Thomas, Von Miller. I never did get a Peyton Manning jersey. Somebody gave me a Tim Tebow jersey as a joke in 2011. I love it, but you know, it's a good year. But yeah, no, I wait. Till their Broncos great.
What about Pat Surtain? You could get a Pat Surtain one.
Once they ink him to a big new deal, lock him in long term, yes, I will commit.
Or if they trade him away later this week.
Yep, if they trade away later this week, I don't want that jersey sitting around.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't think there's anybody on the team at present that I would buy a jersey for. Mostly because I just had to hang up my Jerry Jeudy jersey. Whoops, that was a mistake. I'm glad I didn't pay full price for that one. So,
these white helmets are so good. Like
aren't they?
I freaking love them. I'm just looking at it over and over again.
The Navy jerseys are not great.
I wish they put the white helmet on the orange. I don't understand why, but
they'll figure it out. They've got enough to play with in that sandbox to get it right. But the away jersey looks really good. I really like the white with the orange on the sleeve. I still don't understand the triangles. Why are there three of them? I'm sure they're going to come out with some sort of like the three triangles represent the championships that the Denver Broncos have had, or I'm sure that's there's three, right? So that's got to be what it is, right?
Well, you get a mountain range, you need at least three peaks, you know.
Right, it's not a range if you only have two.
So of the six we're looking at,
yes.
Which is your favorite?
Oh, my favorite is the white jersey, the
all white jersey.
Yeah, I love the all white, and then I love the orange. I think those are good looks.
If I had to rank them, I would put the white on orange pants number one. I don't know why I'm just the way jerseys I like more, but the white on the blue pants, and then I don't know, the all blue is kind of grown on me. I don't like the all orange. It just doesn't look good to me.
Okay, here
and then the blue on the white is not good. I don't like that one either.
Here we go. The Broncos have now released like their kind of explanation for everything. And so the triangles called performance fits. The three triangles. So here I'm going to read directly and you can tell me how much bullshit this is. triangle perforations under the sleeve not only more boldly convey the fitting air at higher elevation, but are also a nod to Colorado summit markers. Oh. Outdoor performance gear aesthetics and a connection to the legacy built from the three Super Bowl championships. Did I call it? I called it, Tim. I called it.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, now here's the triangles. Okay, so it says dissipating triangle perforation in front and back numbers nods to thinning air at higher elevation. Sure. There's a lot. That seems to be the overarching theme. I do like the collar, though. We've got the 5280 kind of making a little appearance on the back of the collar. Broncos country is woven into the inner neckline to serve as a rally cry to our players and represent the Broncos' passionate fan base.
Now, hold on. This orange is way better than the orange screenshot that I saw of Quinn Miners. So I like this orange color way better.
It's a good orange. It's not like kind of like the ruddy Texas orange or anything like that. It is a clean, I would almost say road cone orange, which I think is great.
Yeah, and the blue looks better too. I might actually like all of these jerseys now that I'm seeing the 4K image that the Broncos are putting out there on Twitter.
Oh, Tim, you right here on this very podcast, you've fallen in love.
Yep. I talked myself into it. Didn't take long. I like the triangles too. You know what? You mock them all you want.
Okay. So here is the detail that they have released on the sleeve. The sleeve cap, like, right? Because it's like the jagged
sleeve. Mountain peak. Yeah.
Mountain peak created from the line work in the jaw of our primary Bronco. Did I not call that as well? I called that earlier. Like, I feel like I am Mile High Report's new fashion writer. Is that, can we add that to my title? Because I'm seeing next level stuff in these uniforms.
Gosh, the helmets are so slick.
The brighter semicircle above represents the sun rising and setting behind the mountain peak and the dawn of a new day. Well, I hope it is a dawn of a new day because I'm a little surly after the last few years.
They didn't put the 5280 on the buttocks, so we're good there.
Yeah, that was so a lot of people may have seen the Mile High Report tweet where there were pants with
we're just having fun. It's not a
5280 on the butt cheeks, and I'd like to give credit where credit is due. Tim Lynch, our crack Photoshop artist,
he
took it upon himself to create it. And you know, there's got to be some people out there that are a little disappointed that the 5280 isn't right there on the butts, but I think they handled it well. It's not as cornball as like the Browns. Remember when the Browns had like their name like on their pants? Like that was a miss. Yeah,
that was a miss.
It seems like the league is kind of heading towards like kind of these busy kind of interesting kind of numbers. I wouldn't be surprised if it's like an effort to combat like the counterfeiters, you know, like if you think about it, like the Rams, they kind of got those weird like rubber numbers. And that was kind of different. And then like the Seahawks, when they did their redesign a few years ago, it had like the 12, whatever, feathers. Is that what they are? They're like feathers because they love Texas A&M. And so they got to get that in.
I think the blue jerseys are the main like update, right? Because we already had blue white and orange. I think those ones changed the most. I could be wrong. I'm just looking at jersey content.
Well, that's why we're here, Tim. So you watched their video, The New Era Forged by Broncos Country. Did you like the video?
Yeah. I got that video open right now. I'm mainly looking at their Sunset Orange, Summit White, Midnight Navy tweet with all the stats that you were reading from. And then Scotty just tweeted out noting that they used Marvin Mims over Cortland Sutton on these jersey reveals. Mm. He's all about the conspiracy. He trades and draft day trades, all sorts of shenanigans.
And he loves the beef. It's all about beef. You know, if he can find a storyline with someone upset at someone else, oh man, we're going to make some hay. I get it. And I am here for it. Like, Scotty, go for it. Shoot. One thing on the Sunset Orange, the helmet Pat Surtain, it looks incredibly large. Like it looks like Wes Welker got his helmet enlarged. Like it doesn't fit right on his head, or there's something up with this.
Yeah,
picture.
I mean, obviously they probably haven't got all of their helmets and stuff in. Like if you go to Javonte Williams, his helmet fits perfectly. So it just could be just a poorly fitting helmet.
So from the front, though, you've got the 5280 there where it used to say Broncos and where it used to say shut for years and years and years. And then it looks like the middle stripe that used to stretch all the way from the back to the front is gone. So there it's just kind of blank space there in the front. So
I like it. I don't know. I guess I kind of like that.
I want to see more detail of the helmet, the back of the helmet. I want to see that. Show me that. Tim, you got that? You want to pull that up?
No, I don't. I don't have it.
You don't have that? Okay. No. All right.
I was looking for that too. It looks like it's just that double triangle tipped stripe on either side. That's orange and blue. I imagine on the white helmet it might be different.
Right. I don't know if you know this, Tim, but that the arrows, the triangles represent the thinning air of the 5280 as you gasp for oxygen. As you score touchdown after touchdown on the Denver Broncos.
No.
Oh, no.
Everything's changing next year.
Oh, my God. It's the dawning of a new era as we trade away all of our draft capital for the next 3 years to get somebody who may
work. Got one of our tweets got retweeted by a Jeff McMahon, and it was pretty solid. It said, clean, improved, no complaints, now fix the team.
There you go,
I can
right?
live with that. I can live with that. That's a good,
is this enough a of a retweet. Distraction to keep you from losing your mind when the Broncos lose 10 games again this year?
That's not going to happen, Jess, so just chill. Like, relax.
Wait, have you turned the corner already? Are you already are you already drinking the Kool-Aid?
Yeah, they're gonna draft, you know, a top-tier quarterback. He's going to be Rookie of the Year. Sean Payton's Coach of the Year. Playoff bound. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. I want some of whatever you're on.
Is
there anything else we need to say?
You got to believe. You can't just throw in the towel in April, you know? I know.
Well, what if I always believe, and I always get my heart broken, Tim. And
you
I
throw
and
the
I,
towel
what if,
in.
What if I just build like this emotional wall around myself, and just I'm not going to let the Broncos in. I'm not going to let them in this year.
No, let them in.
No,
and then
no,
the
I've been
week,
hurt.
Week six, week seven, if it needs to be. Otherwise, ride the wave. You know, they're going to turn things around eventually. Do you want to be all salty and sour when they're finally turning things around because you don't believe in them? And then it's like January and they're winning playoff games and you're finally like, wow, I just wasted 4 months thinking they were going to fail and they didn't.
These uniforms aside, I need
Don't avoid the question.
I need something more to believe in than just the uniforms, okay? Like Club 1977 isn't getting it done for me, Tim. It's not happening.
It's okay. It's going to happen. It's going to happen soon. It's good. Just hold on. Just
after the season, they're going to be like, holy Christ, we're going to need another upgrade at the scoreboard. Distract the fans with more scoreboards and more uniform redesigns.
If they had a quarterback that could see wide open receivers, they were a playoff team last year, in my opinion. Mm. You know.
Yeah.
It is.
But they weren't, and they didn't.
Maybe they weren't, but they would have won more games.
No, actually, I can say definitively they were not a playoff team last year.
Whatever. I think maybe they could have been, but
boy, Tim is all
neither
excited.
Here or there.
Tim is ready for the season. The draft is later this week. We've got all your coverage over at milehighreport.com. Like whatever you're looking for. Are you looking for mock drafts? We've got it. Are you looking for outlandish projections? We've got that too. You looking for a live uniform show on Twitter? Yes, we've got that too. Well, do that again with your eyebrows. That's what the people want to see. All right, well, Tim. Well, I think that wraps up our Denver Broncos uniform spectacular. I'm going to now go and write an article on how much I love these new uniforms and how much Tim hates. So be sure to check that out here in probably like an episode, probably less. I don't know. But for Tim Lynch, I am Jess Place, and you're not Mike DeCicco, so you don't know what to do next, and that's fine. But thank you for checking this out. This is live Twitter stuff. Should we do some of this for the draft? Do you think, Tim? Should we do that?
Yeah, I could do that. I'll be.
I think we should. We're gonna have people just melt down and break stuff when the draft does not go as
it is going.
Anyone
to be,
had hoped.
It is going to be a game changer. Just keep the faith. It's going to be awesome. We're gonna have so much
right.
fun Thursday. It's going to be great.
Keep it locked here on Mile High Broncos podcast and Mile High Report for all your draft Broncos exciting crap. Thank you for watching.
Peace.